Welcome to Inner Peace to Go, your source for practical, proven strategies to reduce stress and make life easier. I'm your host, Sandy Cohen, and I am so glad you're here. Let's dig in. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Inner Peace to Go. Thanks so much for tuning in so that we can talk about your miraculous body. That's right. I can see you. I see how miraculous and fabulous you are. Just kidding. This is not a conversation about body positivity or body acceptance or weight or appearance at all. This is a conversation about our biology, our physical biology, as evidence of our inherent worth. So last week we talked about our inherent worth and sort of picturing ourselves as a baby and considering how much value and worth we recognize in a baby with ease. We don't have to think about it. And that baby doesn't have any fancy degrees or professional achievements or a perfect figure or a super sweet car or any of those things, right? We recognize a baby as having value simply because it's a living thing. And that's easy to see in a baby, and it's so much harder to see in ourselves. So I want to talk this week about our bodies and how our body's natural capacity to heal and thrive is further evidence of our inherent worth. It's so easy to default to being at war with our body because we might not like the way it looks. It doesn't meet social standards. We might not like the way it performs, you know, not as strong as I used to be, or I have a backache or whatever it is. But the body and what it does, like right now, your heart is beating, your cells are dividing and replicating, you are maybe digesting your food, your skin cells are rejuvenating themselves. Like your body is doing so many things right now that you don't even have to consciously think about. And it is just like running. And that's one bit of just inherent worth. You don't have to do anything, right? I mean, yes, you have to like eat and sleep and drink water. But as long as you're doing those things, your body runs itself. And so often we overlook the benefits of our body. We barely give it a thought when things are working well, other than maybe criticizing it for not looking the way we want or performing the way we want. But when our body is doing everything right, we barely think about it. It's just like how you never really appreciate how easy it is to breathe until you get a cold and your nose is all stuffed up. And then you're like, oh my God, it's so much easier to breathe when I don't have a cold, right? We don't notice it. Or how amazing it is to just be able to walk around without pain, and then you hurt your knee and you're like, wow, I really took walking for granted. So often we hardly give our body a thought, and we might not even think about it even when we're kind of abusing it with like too little sleep or maybe too much booze or not enough fresh air, not enough exercise. And our body still like takes us everywhere we need to go and does all the things we need to do generally. Our body is always there for us. It is breathing, circulating our blood, digesting our food, growing our nails, growing our hair, healing our injuries, and we don't have to do anything to deserve this. We don't have to earn it. We are just naturally worthy of function, healing, and repair. And I really thought about this a lot over the summer. I crashed on my bike and I got hurt pretty bad and I broke my collarbone and a bunch of ribs. And breaking ribs is really, really painful because every time you breathe, your ribs move. And so it's like having, you know, it's an injury that just keeps getting disturbed over and over again. And there's no way to not do it because you have to continue breathing. So everything was painful, lying down, getting up. Oh, sneezing. Sneezing was enough to make you pass out. Actually, I met a guy when I was recovering from my injuries, and he told me he actually did pass out. He had broken ribs in like a BMX bike accident, and he was a teenager when it happened, and he said when he sneezed it hurt so bad that he literally fainted. So I was pretty messed up. I was taking the pain medication. I couldn't work. I couldn't even wear a bra. Like I was pretty banged up. And yet after a couple of weeks I was off the medication and I was moving around, and after 3 weeks, I was literally just like walking around the neighborhood, able to do stuff. I still wasn't jogging or anything, but after 3 weeks, I was a lot better. I went back to work and I was able to do a bunch of stuff. And it was miraculous to me to consider that I'd gone from being so injured and in so much pain and so banged up and messed up to feeling so much better in just a couple of weeks. And I did not have to ask for this. I didn't have to do anything to deserve it. Like, as soon as my body was injured, when we get an injury, your body sends out inflammation and then it sort of sends out the healers to do its work inside the body, right? Your bones make new bone. Your muscles, when they're injured, they repair themselves. That's what we do when we work out, right? You make little tears in the muscles and the muscles grow. So I didn't have to do anything but kind of lie around in a little bit of pain, and my body put itself back together. I didn't have to be a good person. I didn't have to give to charity. I didn't have to, fall on my knees and beg. My body just did it. It repaired my bones and put me back together, and all I had to do it to deserve it was just be alive. And that really got me thinking about our inherent worth. We question it, and it's totally normal to question it. We really grow up in a society that kind of tells us we have to earn it, and we have to be good, and we have to deserve it, that nothing is free and that kind of thing. But your inherent worth, that is a given that came with you when you arrived on this planet. You are inherently worthy. And for me, the healing of the body was evidence of that. It was just like systemic proof in the universe of that. I didn't have to do anything to make my bones heal. I didn't have to concentrate or fill out a form or, take a class or prove I was the best. My body just healed. And, of course, this is true for all of us all the time. If you cut your finger or burn your hand on the stove, you don't have to demonstrate how much you deserve to heal in order to get better. Your miraculous body just heals itself. And I think remembering this can help us feel more peaceful and remind us of how worthy we are. Just to be here alive on this planet it's a rare gift, right? I mean, some people, I think about this, gosh. When people die young, celebrities especially, because like we all felt like we knew them, like someone like Amy Winehouse or Kobe Bryant, like people who were really widely loved, they had the blessing of being here on Earth, for that short amount of time. I think Amy Winehouse might have been 29, Kobe was 44, and their early deaths, I think, remind me. And maybe remind us that, like, being here, just being here on the planet as a living being is a real gift. It's a real gift. And we take it for granted because we have like bad days or we feel bad about ourselves or whatever. But just being alive is a real gift. And then the universe gives you evidence of your value and your importance by that miraculous body that you have that heals itself. I burnt my hand on, when I was cooking something for the Super Bowl, cooking something. By that I mean like putting frozen appetizers in the oven. I mean taking them out of the oven. And I burned my hand. And like now I can't even feel where that burn was. It took a couple weeks for the skin to get better, but it got better. As I've gotten older, my skin heals a little more slowly. But this idea of not needing to earn it, not needing to earn healing of the body. I think it's really a powerful reminder of how worthy we are, of how worthy life considers us to be. Our bodies want to be healed and whole, and they know how to do it. You don't have to be any more worthy than you already are. And this kind of tells me that we don't have to try so hard to prove our worth or stress so much about how things are going to go. When it comes to our body, if we just rest and chill, our body knows what to do. And maybe our brains do too. Of course, we have a lot of thought habits that aren't so helpful, and we put tons of pressure on ourselves and overthink things and freak ourselves out. But we live in bodies that know how to heal themselves. and do it automatically. We are automatically worthy of this. Seeing my inherent worth this way is really powerful for me and encouraging to me, because it is very easy for me to default to the opposite, right? To think that my achievements are what's going to prove my worth, or that there's something I have to do. But I don't have to do anything to deserve my body to heal itself or to do any of the things that it automatically does, right? I don't have to do anything to deserve my body circulating my blood and growing my hair. It just does it. I'm automatically worthy. So this week, I invite you to remember that you are a miraculous being who lives in a self-healing body that you're worthy and deserving of just for existing. Just because you exist, you get to have a body that knows how to heal itself and will heal itself. You don't have to earn it. And I hope that brings you a little dose of inner peace that you can take with you this week. So thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful that you're here. And please get in touch. Love to hear what you think. Love to hear what we should talk about in future episodes. You can always find me on Instagram at YouKnowSandy. You can email me at innerpeacetogo@gmail.com. And please, if you like the episode, share it with a friend. Subscribe to the show. And I just can't thank you enough. I really, really appreciate you being here. And I'll talk to you next week. Hey, if you want to keep the peaceful vibes going, get on my email list. I'd love to send you my free ebook, The Ultimate Stress Busters Guide, packed with actionable steps to bring on the chill. Plus, I'll send you more tips and inspiration every week. There's a link in the show notes, and I'll see you in your inbox.